Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't relax. Is it time yet? Of course, Father. I'll come right away.
Hello? Is anybody there? There's a man injured here. Somebody please call a doctor.
Father, the intruder may still be up there. It's too dangerous for you to go alone. I know, so I'll go with you.
Father, look out!
Father? Father, look! I've returned to normal. What's wrong, Father? Why aren't you saying anything? Am I just dreaming? Or is this some new trickery? Oh, Father. Oh no, Father. You mustn't worry. This isn't just about me. I'm just happy that I could be of service to everyone.
Father?
I'm terribly sorry to behave so selfishly, but I have a favor to ask. I'm only human for the briefest of moments after drinking from the spring, but it would make me very happy if you could bring me back here every now and then. I'd like to be able to talk to you again, just like we used to. Back at the castle, we can forget all about the curse, even if it's only for the few minutes we share together. I can feel the enchantment wearing off. Thank you for everything, but my stomach's getting full from drinking so much water. I hate to say this, but I think I'm going to have to stop drinking for a while. After I walk for a little bit, I should be able to drink again. Thank you for bringing me to the spring again. Coming here is the only chance I get to relax and forget my troubles. I miss the time we spent together at the castle so much. Do you remember when we first met? We were so small. I remember spending every waking hour together when we were children. You were always running everywhere. It took all of my energy just to keep up with you. Oh, I can feel the spring water wearing off. I hope we can talk again soon. I'll miss you. Thank you. Now we can talk again. I've been wanting to talk to you about my fiancé. His name is Prince Charmels. Our marriage was decided long ago, even before my grandmother died. It's some kind of arrangement between our families, but I've never even met him. I wonder what kind of person he is. I hope he's someone like you. Oh, I can feel the spring water wearing off. Let's talk again soon. I've been thinking a lot about Prince Charmless. I mean Charmels. He isn't anything like I imagined. What am I going to do? I must respect my grandmother's wishes. But do you think people can change after they get married? I know. I could also be quite self-centered when I was younger. Perhaps Prince Charmels will grow out of it too. We've travelled so far during our quest. Do you really think defeating Dol Magus will lift the curse? Do you really think everything will go back to normal? I miss Trudaine. I miss the way things were before. I don't know how far our journey will take us, but I'll always be right beside you. You know what I want to do? Hold hands and walk through the royal garden. Just like we used to. I hope this will all be over soon. I can't believe it! After everything you did, after defeating Dol Magus, I'm still cursed! So what will we do now? I heard that Jessica disappeared. Do you have any idea where she went? I hope she's all right. I wonder where Jessica went. I appreciate your thinking of me, but I think you need to focus on Jessica for the moment. Please find her. I have some good news. I've just turned 18. How about that? I had grass instead of birthday cake, though. I remember the first time you came to the castle. We were just 8 years old. It's hard to believe we've known each other for 10 years now. You were an orphan, so you lived in the castle. And in what seemed like no time, you worked your way up to palace guard. Actually, I have a secret. I recommended you for the position to my father. It was a way to bring you closer to me, so we could spend more time together. And anyway, you deserved it. So, my brave palace guardsman, I'm counting on you to make sure I spend my next birthday as a human. I know you can do it. I'm sorry, Give me a minute. I spend my days thinking about what I should talk to you about the next time we come to the spring. But there are so many things to share. Sometimes I just don't know where to start. Traveling together is so much fun. But it would be even better if I weren't a horse. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit preoccupied. I was thinking about Marta. I had a grandmother when I was little. She died a very lonely woman. She was never able to marry her true love. It's a little ironic, really, when you consider my current circumstances. Fate is such a mysterious thing. I wonder if I'll really be able to go through with this marriage. You know, this forest reminds me of something. Remember that time we snuck out of the castle? I begged and pleaded with you to take me to Fairbury. Finally, you gave in and smuggled me out of the castle in disguise. Remember? You thought of everything, even packed lunches. But then we got lost in the woods and it started to get dark. I remember being so scared. I was crying when suddenly Munchie jumped out of your pocket and took off like a shot. By the time we caught up with him, we'd somehow ended up back at the castle gates. Munchie really is a very special mouse. You know, it feels like ages since we last came here. I want you to know how much I appreciate your hard work trying to lift the curse. How are you feeling? You must be exhausted. I want you to know that... Well, I would understand if you decided to give up. Why do I say that? Well, my father told me something the other day. He said that you have your own life to lead. That it wouldn't be right for us to drag you along with us for the rest of your life. You've done so much for us already. I promise I would never think badly of you if you decided to leave and go your own way. You know how ever since I've started drinking from the spring, I've been able to talk to you in your dreams? Well, I remember you telling me that you had a bad dream the other day. You said you were lost in a cave full of giant dragons. You couldn't find a way out, and you were about to be crushed under their feet. Whenever you have a nightmare, just call for me. I'll come to you. That way, at least, we can be afraid together. When you were captured and taken to that underground prison, I prayed for all of you. But most of all, I prayed that we would meet in your dreams. No matter how hard I tried, though, I just couldn't do it. I even started thinking you might have died. You have no idea how happy it made me to find you alive and well. Please don't go anywhere I can't follow. I'm an only child. You're like a brother to me. Promise you'll never leave me. So I'll be a member of the royal family of Argonia soon. I've accepted that. It's my duty as princess. It's just that no matter how hard I try, I simply can't imagine getting married yet. I mean, I don't have the faintest idea what it means to be a wife. And I don't have the faintest idea what it would feel like to live away from you. But it can't be helped. I've got to get myself used to the thought. I've got to be strong. Farewell, my faithful palace guardsman. Is the world coming to an end? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I'm so sorry. I lost control for a moment. No matter how frightened I am, I want you to know that I'll follow you to the ends of the earth. I'll do whatever it takes to defeat Rapthorn. As far as I'm concerned, our battle against Rapthorn began the day Dulmagus took the scepter. Now the sky is the color of fire, and the entire world is living in fear. This isn't just about Trodaine anymore. Everyone's fate is in your hands. And whatever happens, I'll stay by your side, always. I really treasure these moments we get to spend together. I know how dangerous it will be to fight Rapthorn. I know you're risking your life for us. This could be the last chance we get to speak before the battle. Don't ever give up. The whole world is depending on you. But I'm happy that our fate is in your hands. Is that you? Is it really you? What do you think it means, us meeting like this? It was late and I was thinking about wanting to talk to you. But I must have fallen asleep. Are we dreaming? We must. must be. Do you think this is another effect of the spring water? I really wanted to talk to you about Prince Charmless. I mean Charmels. Oh! I'm human again! And I can see your face! Is this a dream? It must be. Can you hear my voice? I have to admit to being a little glum. I thought the curse would be lifted after you defeated Dulmagus. And now Jessica's gone too. I wonder where she could be. Do you think this has anything to do with the curse? I'll be praying for her safe return. Welcome to Dreamland, Sleepyhead. I'm so grateful for these chances to talk to you. And I'm so happy Jessica's back with us. Even if Father and I are still cursed. Sometimes I wonder if we'll have to spend the rest of our lives like this. I'm sorry. It's just that I get so sad every time I think of Trodane covered in thorns. You know what's strange, though? That you weren't affected by the curse. But I shouldn't be surprised. I always knew there was something special about you. Don't forget to take me to the spring every now and then. I miss talking to you. Oh, is that you? I'm sorry. I didn't want you to have to see me crying. It's just that I can't get Marta out of my mind. She was such a lovely old lady. But we should try not to dwell on it. We have so little time together. Let's talk about happier things. That was the first time I've ever seen snow. It was so beautiful. Like a giant fluffy white blanket. If we played hide and seek, you'd never be able to find me. I'm so white as a horse. Don't forget to take me to the spring now and then. I miss talking to you. I can't get over it. Flying through the air is so wonderful. You know, I always dreamt of becoming a bird when I was little. This was before you came to the castle. All I did was study every day. I didn't have anyone to play with. That's probably why I dreamt of having wings. I'd be able to fly away whenever I wanted. Even with the curse, being able to turn into a bird and fly through the sky is like a dream come true. Do you think we might turn into a fish next? I hope not. I hate the ocean. Why? Because I'd sink like a stone. I can't swim. I'm so glad you're safe. When you were captured, I didn't know what I was going to do. Father and I decided to continue the journey by ourselves. But, you know, he couldn't stop talking about you. He really depends on you. Of course, I do too. Oh, if only Prince Charmels were more like you. I'm so scared. I can't stand living under a sky like this. It's stained the colour of blood. Does this mean we're nearing the end of our journey? Being cursed seems trivial compared to the thought of Ratthorn ruling over the world. That's why you have to defeat him. Everyone's lives are at stake. Do you think I'll return to my normal self if you win? Or do you think I'll have to spend the rest of my days as a horse? Once everything is peaceful again, I want to travel the world together with you. Even if the curse isn't lifted. Because that way, I won't have to marry that awful man and lose you. I'd be happy to spend the rest of my life carrying you on my back and taking you wherever you wanted to go. If that happens, please take care of me. I'd never leave your side. I promise. Congratulations! Champion of the Monster Arena! What a wonderful achievement! I must say, that statue of you does look rather dashing. The sculptor is clearly an admirer of yours. And I understand Mori has decided to accompany us on our travels. He obviously thinks very highly of you too. I had no idea that he had built the monster arena expressly to find someone more skilled at monster battling than himself. What a wonderful dream to have fulfilled! How about you? Do you have a dream? Well, when all of this is over, you must be sure to pursue it. And should I ever be rid of this curse, I would like nothing more than to help you. It would be my way of saying thank you for all the many times you've helped me. Do I look grey to you? No? Thank goodness. I was worried that being here might affect us somehow. At first, I thought the world of darkness was no more than a black void. But I see now that I was wrong. It simply lacks colour. It seems a rather melancholy place to me, but I wonder if the people who live here would find our world bright and garish. I must admit, there is something slightly romantic about this shadowy landscape, though I certainly wouldn't want to stay forever. I mean, it can be a little scary in the dark. But as long as I have you by my side, I know I have nothing to be frightened of. It's been so long since I last saw Father enjoy himself like that. He's been so lonely, waiting in the wagon all by himself while you and the others head into town. It's this place, I'm sure of it. He feels happier here because humans and monsters live together in peace. I know we've met some friendly monsters on our travels, but they are so few and far between that people mistrust them. I suppose that's why the few who aren't hostile to humans have to live here, in secret. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they didn't have to hide? If all the world were as peaceful as this, what a marvelous place it would be! Isn't it wonderful that Cash and Carrie both managed to complete the trial? Now they can work together to carry on their father's business. They're actually very close, aren't they? Beneath all the bickering, I mean. We used to fight too, do you remember? When we were little. I always thought of you as my older brother. But now I see you more as a man. I mean, never mind. Forget I said anything. Good night. Isn't it extraordinary that Marcello of all people came to our aid? I can safely say that our encounters with him until now did not leave me with a positive impression of the man. Quite the opposite, in fact. He imprisoned you. Twice. I didn't mention it at the time, but I noticed him following us when we came to the wasteland. Every now and then, he would stop and double over. I can't be certain, but I suspect the injury he sustained in Neos hasn't fully healed. Which makes me wonder, why would he take such pains to follow us like that? Perhaps he does care about Angelo after all. Could it be that all those things he said on the Holy Isle were just for show? I know that a lot has happened between them, but I wish those two could find it in themselves to make peace with one another. After all, they're the only family each of them has in this world. I still can't quite believe that you're the son of King Clavius's brother. That makes you Prince Charmel's cousin, doesn't it? Fate can be so cruel. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. It's been decided now. There's nothing to be done about it. Oh dear. Oh yes, what about Munchie? Can you believe that little mouse was really Chen Mui all along? Did you have any idea? You know, all those years ago, when I first found you in the forest, it was Munchie that led me to you. To think that Chen Mui has been watching over you all this time, and from your own coat pocket, no less.
Hello, everyone. Father, but I thought they'd all be attending the wedding.
Phew, you're okay.
My marriage was arranged by our two families long ago. I thought I had no choice but to accept it gracefully.
I always resigned myself to it. I always saw it as my duty as princess. But I simply can't abide him. If it's a choice between marrying that twit and being a horse, you can make mine a grass sandwich. I can't live my whole life denying my true feelings. Take my hand and let's run away together. Please, take me away from here. How could you? Oh, blimey, Father. Never mind that now, Father. Look, we're home. Home for good.
Mother? Oh, what is it, little mouse? Wait, don't go. Oh no. Are you all right? Oh my, you have a terrible fever. Please, open your eyes. Help. I must find help. Father! In the forest, a boy, he's sick. He's just lying on the ground. Please, we have to help him. No, we have to go at once or he could die. Oh, no, Father, I'm quite all right. I would like to stay here, just until he wakes up. Oh, you're awake! Don't worry, you're going to be just fine.
Thank you. I will forever be in your debt. You always come to my aid, whenever I'm in need. But let us make this the last time, shall we? I must learn to look after myself. After all, I shan't have you at my beck and call forever. Captain, you are dismissed, with immediate effect. You may consider that a direct order from your princess. You have done your duty. Now, please, follow your dreams. You have your own life to live. Say you will. I know you so well. But then we did grow up together. There's someone else who needs you at her side now, isn't there? You mean, you would rather stay with me? Then you must be her protector from now on. And I will pray with all my heart for your happiness. There's no need to pretend. I meant what I said. You don't have to devote your life to me. It's time for you to follow your heart. I'm so happy to hear you say that. I'm so very lucky to have you. Father told me what happened. I know you went to King Clavius and asked him to reconsider my union with Prince Charmels. Thank you. You saved me yet again, like you always do. You never let anything daunt you, do you? Just being near you makes me feel twice as strong. You're my rock. No, you're more than that. But let us make this the last time. I must take the strength you've given me and learn to forge my own path in life. And you must too. You have your own life to lead, and I want you to lead it. I want you to devote yourself to the one in your heart, just as she will to you.
I suppose this is the last time I'll play the piano like this in here. I wonder if there'll be a piano I can play in Argonia. Thank you for coming. Is it already time to leave? Oh. Well, we can stay here for a little longer then. I asked the minister to have you call on me so that we could take one last walk through the castle, alone together, just like old times. I know it's not quite time yet, but I wanted to say goodbye to you properly. To thank you for everything you've done. The times I've spent here in Trudaine Castle, with you, will be memories I shall treasure for always. I have to marry the Prince of Argonia to fulfill my royal duty. And you have to please continue to serve my father and protect Trudaine, just as you always have. Oh, so then, shall we go? It won't do to keep people waiting too long.